Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about this raid on the Mushroom Church, but this just in, a recent poll shows, well, what does it show, Ian?
Well, the only poll, actually, so far in New Hampshire in this election season to include nobody as an option. This has yet to occur. None of the mainstream polling organizations have bothered to ask any questions whatsoever about the Republican gubernatorial primary. For listeners that are new to the show, you may not know that our co-host Nobody is running for governor here in New Hampshire, and he is in what is a three-way race for the gubernatorial primary.
Nothing like a three-way.
Nobody's in a three-way.
Yep, and the participants in this race are incumbent Chris Sununu, the current Tyrant King, who is in office and has lorded over the COVID crackdown that has been going on here.
What does he call himself?
His Excellency. His Excellency.
Bastard, I hate that.
He is going up against our very own Nobody and also a woman named Karen. Karen Testerman. Now, we met Karen actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We did an interview with her. She seems like, you know, pretty good on economics, not so good on personal freedom as you would expect from somebody on the right. And then, of course, Nobody, of course, is great on both of those things, both economic and personal freedom. And we don't, you know, when you're doing a phone poll, and not to say that I'm an expert at these things, but I just thought, well, if I'm going to participate in a poll, I want it to be short. So I conducted a poll that was only three questions long. And sure enough, even after the first question, it shows you how many people responded to the first question, how many people responded to the second and the third, and so on. So
okay.
The more questions you ask, the lower the response rate, right? So the second and third questions don't have as many responses as the first question. So the first question that I asked was the most important one, which is, and I'll give you the exact verbiage, because I wanted to make sure this was a fair poll, that it wasn't a clearly nobody promotional kind of message.
Right.
So the poll opens with, and I was the one who voiced it.
A scientific poll.
At least I think so.
Yeah.
It was the numbers that we dialed, we called 50,000 numbers. 25,000 of them are registered Republicans, and 25,000 of them are what they call in New Hampshire undeclared.
Okay.
So these are the people who are not registered as either a Republican or Democrat. So 25,000 of each. And so the actual question. You've been selected to take a quick three-question poll sponsored by FreeKeen.com about the election for New Hampshire governor. Please listen to all the options before selecting your response. In the Republican primary for New Hampshire governor, there are three candidates. Which would you want to have as your governor? Press 1 for Karen Testerman, press 2 for Chris Sununu, or press 3 for nobody.
Three.
And to that poll, the polls, you know, it has completed. We actually conducted this tonight starting at about an hour before the show started. Of the undeclared, this is the real success story here. Of the undeclared votes, actually, I didn't have them pulled. Oh, wait, no, I do have them. Undeclared. So total responses out of 24,000 phone calls made, only 525 responded. But that's still around 500 is what you expect on sort of the minimum.
Yeah, more than half. Yep.
No, that's a fraction of 24,000. We have
I'm sorry, you said 24,000?
Right. Yeah, we had 24,000 numbers.
So 500 answered.
More than 24,400 and some. Of those, well, more than 500 answered. We had about 4,600 of them answered, so about 20%, 19% answered.
Okay.
And of those, 525 of them answered the first question.
So 20% of the answered.
Yeah,
okay.
I would say.
That's cool.
No, not even quite 20% of the answer. Maybe a little bit more than 10%, maybe about 11%.
I mean, for something like a telephone campaign, those are good numbers.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I was hoping for at least 500, and we got 525 in that case. So when you go and you look at the other polls that have been done, 500 is the lowest of all of them. So if you've got 500 responses, you've got a pretty good scientific phone poll. Of those responses, 132 of the 525 voted for nobody, which is over 25% of respondents. Now, this was the undeclared voters in New Hampshire, people who are not either Republican or Democrat, who could vote either way. These are the people that you need to convince if you want to win an election.
Right.
And 25% are voting for you, nobody.
I like that number.
Now, to be fair, that doesn't mean they're all going to vote for you.
They're not supposed to be fair. This is politics.
That just means that if, in the event that they do actually vote in the Republican primary, because in New Hampshire, the undeclared voter can walk into the voting booth and declare themselves as either a Republican or a Democrat for just the purpose of voting.
Hmm.
So if they feel more inspired by the Democratic candidates, they can go and vote on that ticket instead of voting on the Republican.
They can't be undeclared and still vote?
They have to pick one of the two.
Not in the primary.
Yeah, in the primary. They have to pick one of the two. And then they can re-undeclare themselves on the way out the door, basically.
Still dumb, but okay.
So it gives them more flexibility than somebody who's registered as either a Republican or a Democrat. So maybe these people will actually turn out and vote for nobody at the primary. The point of the poll was to give them the date of the primary in case they didn't know about it and to introduce them to our man Nobody. In fact, that was what the other questions were about. The follow-up questions 2 and 3 asked, prior to this poll, were you aware that Karen Testerman would be a choice on the Republican primary ballot? And then they asked the same question about, were you aware that Nobody was going to be on the ballot? Because I was curious, how many of the people that were answering this poll had ever even heard of your campaign? And according to the results, the undeclared voters, the supermajority of them had not heard of you, so about 318 out of 441. Karen also had a similar response.
You've got to get out on the streets and shake some hands, kiss some babies.
Harder to do now than ever.
Probably don't kiss the babies.
Shot kissing babies with the Rona around, or at least the Rona fear.
Yeah.
So it didn't do as well with the Republicans. So again, there was two lists. There was 25,000 names who were undeclared and 25,000 Republicans. Of the 25,000 Republican calls that we made, only 694. So it's actually a greater number of them participated in the survey. It was 525, so 694 participated. Chris Sununu dominated that poll with 596 out of the 694.
As tyrants will.
And Nobody got 58 out of that. So that's about 8.4% choosing Nobody. These are registered Republicans. But interestingly, and this is the most interesting part about the Republican version of this poll, is you beat Karen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw your eyes. His eyes went, whoa, I got real big when I said that. Because Karen, that's the reason that's a surprise, is because Karen has a campaign of, like, a bunch of volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got money. I saw a big Karen sign on the side of Route 9. So when we were at the Mask Freedom event that happened last Saturday, she had at least 3, if not 4, like, campaign people with her wearing, like, embossed T-shirts with her name on it, right? So, like, there's some money behind this particular
handed out
campaign.
Flyers and stuff like that.
And you heard my question. It's a fair question, right? Like, we didn't tilt that question towards Nobody in any way, shape, or form. And Karen only got 40 votes compared to your 58 votes, Nobody. So she didn't do near
so we
as well.
Need to make a new meme where Nobody is actually beating a Karen-looking person.
Yeah, Nobody beat Karen in both of these surveys.
We could make her a dead horse.
I didn't tell
you're
you.
Kicking it.
I didn't tell you how badly she did in the undeclared poll, but, I mean, she only got 24 votes compared to your 132, so a fraction of...
I'm assuming you didn't poll any Democrats because they're useless?
We did not. Yeah, they can't vote in the Republican primary, so they weren't worth talking to.
Okay.
So,
although if we did it earlier, then, you know, next time around, if we did it earlier, we might be able to
it's because this
them
particular
into unregistering long enough to vote.
Because this particular phase of the game of sadism is partisan, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, if a poll is anything to be believed, nobody's got a serious chance to get some votes from the undeclared side of things. Now, then again, it could have just been that they were voting for nobody and not nobody, our man.
I mean...
But either way, that's the point of the protest vote.
Are they not one and the same?
Indeed.
Does nobody not represent the proverbial nobody? I think he does.
I think he does. 25%.
We've got more coming up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
many tough guys does it take to change a light bulb? None, because tough guys aren't afraid of the dark. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. It's the comedy hour. No, I'm just kidding. It's Monday night
edition. That's not allowed in New York.
Don't quit your day job.
That's right. Comedy is not allowed. That's like the old bit from Basketball where they're doing the intro and they're like...
I can't say I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's a great movie. Yeah. They talk about the sports teams moving from, you know, city to city, state to state. Mm-hmm. And they go, and the Jazz moved from New Orleans to Utah where they don't allow music.
It probably was a time where Utah didn't allow music. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. If you would like to give us a call, talk about anything you'd like to talk about. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. We take calls. We've been talking about all sorts of fun things. Have we wrapped up the poll?
Yeah, I gave you the basics. Okay. Nobody got about 25% in a scientific opinion poll about voting for governor here in the Republican primary. 25% of undeclareds and just under 8.5% of registered Republicans would vote for nobody.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
With near to no campaigning, mind you. With near to no campaign appearances. I mean, you've given one speech so far, nobody, I think, at the Keene, the Keene Mask Freedom event. Has there been any other campaign appearances that you've made?
I mean, I've done things for the campaign, but there have been no major appearances. There's been no place to go with the fake pandemic.
Right. So, I mean, there's been... And the news...
They must have been really scared of me to bring up this whole pandemic to stop me, though.
And the news media has basically ignored your campaign thus far. There was one article that a North Country newspaper published within the last week that we happened to find with a Google search, but there hasn't been any major coverage. It hasn't splashed in the way that I had hoped that it would, because it's got viral potential all over it. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody runs for governor. And what I'm hoping here is that we can take these poll results and parlay that into some media attention. So I will be sending out a press release here, hopefully tonight.
Let's hope it takes off. We were previously talking about a mushroom church in Oakland that got raided, and that led us into a bit about how a psilocybin measure has been approved for Oregon's November ballot to potentially legalize mushrooms statewide. And there's just a little bit from the article linked within the article, a meta link, if you will. It says the psilocybin initiative will appear on the ballot with a separate measure that would decriminalize all drug use, including psilocybin, and boost funding for treatment programs. Tom Eckert said in a 2019 interview with OPB, that's the Oregon Press Bureau, I believe.
Public Broadcaster.
Yeah, perhaps. They decided not to move toward full legalization of psilocybin. It doesn't parallel cannabis, he said. There will be no dispensaries. Nobody is buying this and taking it home with them.
Sadly, they appear to be doing only therapy-style legalization, where according to...
I didn't realize nobody traveled to Oregon that regularly.
Nobody would do a lot for some mushrooms.
It's true.
It says nobody is buying them and taking it home with them.
The ballot measure does not place restrictions on the use of the does place restrictions on the use of the drug. It would set up licensing requirements for psilocybin therapy providers and psilocybin farmers. It also restricts use to licensed therapy centers. So you have to be in a therapist's office in order to use psilocybin legally ballot.
Right. And just remember, everybody in listener land, that if you take your friendly neighborhood space, therapist becomes the rapist.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. And it requires patients to go through, quote, a three-step therapy process before the treatment. So this is basically going to funnel business into whoever these therapy providers are, because they're going to have to go through a three-step process before they're even able to take the mushrooms in a therapeutic setting. So this does absolutely nothing for the recreational use of mushrooms.
And it doesn't do much for the therapeutic use of them, because, frankly, what you need is not a psychologist who's been saying, that stuff is bad for you for 30 years.
Well, presumably they wouldn't take this up.
You need a, what you need is a shaman who's been doing it for 30 years.
Well, we don't know what the requirements are going to be as far as these licensed therapy centers, but that does give you some idea of what they're trying to do here. They're trying to bring this in as a medical psilocybin sort of thing, sort of like how they did with cannabis in the beginning. It was medical only in most places, and then legalization came later after people realized that, oh, wow, this is actually helping people.
I noticed nothing is mentioned about people in jail for any of this stuff being let out.
No, that won't be happening, sadly.
I just want to make that clear that, whenever the government does legalize a thing that was previously illegal, that they rarely, if ever, I've never seen it addressed, address the folks who are in jail for that thing.
Actually, they have.
Psychotics don't like to admit that they were wrong.
True, but that said, they actually have done that in a lot of places, Captain. There have been people who have had their sentences essentially wiped out after the fact or allowed to be annulled.
Yeah, but not across the board.
No,
they
not only, across
they the take board. A small percentage of it so that they look good in the press and ignore everybody else who's still in jail for carrying around what is the equivalent of vegetation in their frickin' pocket.
Right, and they're not, even if they are going to pardon the people who have had convictions for possession, they're still not pardoning the dealers. And it's still an atrocious drug war that's still going on.
In some ways, I want to say that I'm glad that the focus would be on treatment for all drug use, not necessarily psilocybin, but for other drugs. Heroin, for example, treatment has shown to be pretty effective for heroin addicts. And even the use of some psychotic drugs has helped folks kick their addiction.
You were looking for psychedelic.
Psychedelic. Psychotic. I was thinking about the people in the state and they're psychotic. So
yes, the drug war is psychotic.
I misspoke.
To put peaceful people behind bars for putting something in their own body is absolutely psychotic.
Yeah, and if you look at the war on drugs and how the prison population has increased. I'm thinking of the lyric from System of a Down, right? All research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased, law enforcement decreased, while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences. And if back when they put that record out, that is precisely what the research, if you tried to do your own research on that, they were absolutely spot on with that particular lyric, so... But, yeah, again, folks still in jail for nonviolent crimes, for things that have... currently become legal, but were previously illegal. So they need to address that. Lickety-split. Perhaps somebody nobody could get into a position of power and go ahead and let everybody out of jail who committed a nonviolent crime.
If nobody gets elected, he'll pardon every victimless crime in New Hampshire history.
That's almost worthy of getting votes. 855
almost?
453.
What do you want from me?
We got more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11. And he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another busy day for Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testifying before a Democratic-led House committee on Monday. DeJoy says the U.S. Postal Service is ready to handle the upcoming election ballots.
The Postal Service is fully capable and committed to delivering the nation's ballots securely and on time. This sacred duty is my number one priority.
The Republican National Convention getting underway in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Trump again turning his attention to mail-in voting versus absentee ballots.
If you have an absentee ballot where you request it, we're all in favor of that. Absentee, like in Florida, they have absentee is good. But other than that, they're very, very bad.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise slated to speak later on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Kenosha County, Wisconsin is declaring a state of emergency curfew that begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers is also calling up the National Guard. This after rioters and looters destroyed downtown Kenosha hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. He was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. This restaurant owner telling Fox 6 in Milwaukee,
we had window. We had this door broken out. We had the dining room was ransacked, and then we have two windows over there that are broken out.
Wall Street is building on last week's records. Both the S&P and NASDAQ set all-time highs, with the S&P closing above 3,400 for the first time. At the closing bell on Monday, the Dow gained 378 points. The S&P set a record high again, as did the NASDAQ. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. We are the live call-in talk radio program where you can talk about, well, anything you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, which is the perspective we generally take here on the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I think we pretty much burnt through the Oregon thing about mushrooms. It is, I don't know, like, I think instead of passing new legislation, they should just go ahead and remove the existing legislation and let people just deal in it freely and, you know, conduct themselves how they want with no oversight and no taxation.
Unfortunately, Captain, we're going to need people to run for office with that particular platform in order for that to happen. And sadly, despite all the supposedly liberty-friendly reps that we have here, there's been very little in the way of principled proposals like that. So a lot of these guys get real political when they start running for office. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as much as I like them on a personal basis, they won't propose anything like what you're saying, because it just, it's too, what the term they use is, they don't have the, quote, political capital for it, which is the excuse that they use to say that they don't have enough, you know, influence or whatever, that they're
not owed enough favors yet.
Well,
yeah.
If you ask for too much, then yes, voters will turn against you in some cases. I don't know if that's too much, but they seem to think it is.
Indeed. So let's segue. I know, Ian, you're a bit of a gamer, right?
Just a bit. Not much, though. I barely have time for these things.
Right. But you had something about the makers of Fortnite apparently are getting into a bit of a legal squabble. With
oh,
some
yeah.
of the store, the online stores?
And Epic Games is not a small company by any means. But then again, Apple and Google are probably a lot bigger, and they are going up against both Apple and Google. So this is relevant to more than just gaming, because there's a lot of apps that charge you for various different features, right?
Right.
So, you know, whatever the app is, there's usually like a pro mode where you can, if it's a free app, you can pay to get an upgraded tier and get whatever benefits the app conveys upon you.
Right.
That. Apparently, and this I didn't know, but apparently there's a 30% tax that Google and Apple, or fee, whatever you want to call it, that Google and Apple both charge that Epic's not very happy about. And
so I just, for the sake of our listeners and because we were talking about it during the break, so somebody downloads the app within the app there is a way to purchase things.
Yeah, and video games is like stupid crap for your character. Or
right, you buy a sword or whatever, yeah. Right, that kind of thing. And so if you do purchase a thing through the app, however much you've spent, either Google or Apple takes
30%. Yeah.
That seems steep.
I would say so, and I'm surprised one's not cheaper than the other, you know, like, I'm surprised Google didn't price theirs at 25% to try to encourage more people to list on theirs. But the story from CNET.com's Daniel Van Boom, would you rather fight 99 small opponents or two really, really big ones? On Thursday, Fortnite publisher Epic Games became embroiled with a spat with both Apple and Google over the fees the tech behemoths charge developers.
So Apple or Epic Games is literally taking on the two big bosses.
It's true. Long story short, Fortnite has been kicked off of both the App Store and the Google Play Store after attempting to bypass the 30% fee that Apple and Google charged their developers.
Why do Google and Apple have a monopoly on where you can download apps?
Well, it's technically not a monopoly. I think it would be a duopoly.
Okay, why do they have why isn't there 17 places or 54 places where you can download apps?
That's a great question.
Because that's not how they set up Android and iOS to behave. They control the operating system.
Yeah, so now with Android, it's a little more open than the Apple iOS system.
Sure.
So if you wanted to, you could go and find the app in question and just download it from anywhere else. And then what will happen is if you try to install it with an Android phone, it's called an APK file. And so if you get it...
Right, that's the developer kit, right?
I'm sure that the developer kit makes the APK files.
No, I'm thinking the SD kit, right? Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you think SDK. The APK is, and I don't even know what it stands for. I imagine Android something. But anyway, you get one of these files. You can install it directly to your phone, so you don't have to go through the Play Store to do that. However, it will throw up a warning to you like, well, this is not from the Play Store. This could be a virus. You don't want to install this. So it's scary for the average user.
Right.
The average user probably won't do that, but to Google's credit, at the very least, you can do that. Google, of course, also is based on, I think Android is based on Linux, and so I don't know, I think it's open source to some extent because there's been all these alternative versions of Android that are available out there.
Right.
It is open source. People just hesitate to hack on their phones, I think.
Yeah, but regardless, any old Android phone, as long as you can get the APK file for the app, you can install it.
Okay.
So all you just have to do is just bypass the initial little security warning. Apple, on the other hand, no. You, as I understand it, unless you have what's called a jailbroken iPhone,
right.
You cannot install some other thing outside of the Apple App Store. So those phones are totally locked down. People who are Fortnite players or whatever other games it is that Epic Games provides to people are no longer going to be able to play any of those games on their Apple devices.
Let's hear more about that in just a bit, but first let's talk to John Oakes calling in from, is this Illinois or is it Florida? I can't tell. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, how are you guys doing?
What's on your mind, John?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Before we get into something, I want to say something. Is that fine?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
You can
radio.
Say something before
the phone was coming.
Yeah. I was prepped for that one this time.
Yep. If you sound like you're under 30, that's probably what you're going to do.
Especially if you're not too bright.
Oh, and this one obviously was not. So, at any rate, back to Google, Apple, and Epic Games.
Yeah, so they kicked them off because what happened was Epic Games said, yeah, we're tired of this 30% fee, and we're just going to go ahead and put our own payment processor in there and allow users to make that choice.
I mean, I give them credit and recognize their cojones for doing it without permission.
By the way, this particular game, Fortnite, incredibly popular. It has been downloaded over 250 million times on iOS alone, so not even including the Android downloads. 250 million downloads for this this app. That is now gone from the App Store. Epic filed lawsuits against both Google and Apple. It's not seeking money, but just a repeal of what Epic considers the company's monopolistic practices. And it comes at a time when both Europe and the U.S. are scrutinizing the power of Apple, Google, and other tech giants. Now, Fortnite is a free-to-play game, which means it's free to download, and Epic makes money from the in-game purchases, where players can buy what they call V-Bucks, which are in-game currency used to buy new outfits, weapons, and skins. It's a hugely profitable business model. Fortnite generated $4.2 billion over 2018 and 2019. Think about that.
Dang.
$4.2 billion. That's more than any Hollywood blockbuster film made in either of those 2 years. You take your favorite Marvel, you know, universe movie or whatever.
Or all of them.
Well, you might, probably it's going to be more than $4 billion if you'd put all of them together. But this is just one game that people didn't have to pay to download, yet it generated over $4 billion in revenue for Epic Games. But Epic has never approved of the 30% cut taken by Apple and Google on the respective app stores, so they set up a direct payment system allowing players to buy V-Bucks for cheaper through Epic, circumventing Apple and Google. So when buying 1,000 V-Bucks, they were either able to choose paying $9.99 via the App Store or $7.99 through Epic's method. So Apple and Google were not happy about that. But is it a monopoly? That's what we need to talk about.
Is it a monopoly? We'll talk about that. 855-450-FREE. If you want to chime in, this is Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the Monday Night Edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And Nobody.
Glad to have you guys here, by the way. Our toll-free number, if you would like to join the fun, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also try us over at discord.lrn.fm. And I wanted to tell you about Intercoin. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That is intercoin.org. So we've been talking about this spat, apparently, between Epic Games and the Google Play Store and the Apple Store.
That's right. The two mega tech companies out there. I think Apple's now the number one most highly valued company on the planet. I think I've seen headlines about that recently. And so Epic's going up against them in court. Basically, Epic wisely got around the App Store charges. Apparently, I didn't know this, but Apple App Store and Google Play Store charge a 30% fee to any in-app purchases that are done through their App Store system. So, like, when you say I want to pay with Google Pay or with Apple Pay or whatever, they're jacking 30% out of that.
So when you say earlier you talked about the figure of more than $4 billion?
That's what Epic Games has brought in 2 years since on the Fortnite game alone.
Okay, so just billion. On the Fortnite game, was all of that income, you know, is 33% of it now to Google and Apple?
30%
of it, yeah. 30%.
Over $1 billion has gone to Apple and Google out of that.
For nothing.
Well, for providing the App Store.
Okay, but I mean, like,
The service of the App Store is to allow people to connect with your app. I mean, to some extent, it's not wrong for them to charge a fee, right?
Okay,
it's their platform. If they want to charge you a fee to put your product there, then they have the absolute right to do that.
It just seems really steep.
Well, it absolutely is steep, and that's why I say I was surprised that there isn't even a difference between the two.
And what they don't have a right to do is hold copyrights and patents.
Mm.
You don't have a right to stop somebody else from doing something because you thought of it first.
Well, but what you do have a right to do is you can build your own walled garden. So even in the
absence... They didn't build their own walled garden. They used the government.
Okay, I see what you're saying. However, even in the absence of the government, you can still build your own walled garden. You can still pour a bunch of money into your company and come up with a platform that excludes other people from that platform. And if you can make people want to be there, then you've got something, and people will pay to be there.
And if you weren't sucking off the government tit, I wouldn't say it's unethical. But they are sucking off the government tits, so I will say it's unethical.
Call me a dreamer, but I really would love to see...
But you're not the only one.
I'm not the only one, but I really would love to see the absence of government.
Yeah, I, me too. Unfortunately, we're not likely going to wake up tomorrow and have it be gone. On the other hand, nobody... And look, I'm not a huge fan of either Apple or Google, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here to some extent. Some of these companies fight against the government at the same time that they are supposedly, you know, mooching off its teat. So on one hand, they may take some sort of government benefit, like by using the patent system or the trademarking system. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they may stand up against the FBI and say, no, we're not going to turn over an encryption key to you. So, I mean, you would cheer them on when they would do those things, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't... I don't necessarily trust them in that I think they may well just turn over the keys and then fight it in court to look good.
You may be right about that.
But yeah, I mean, I don't trust any of them as far as I throw them.
Look,
as far as I can throw them.
I totally am with you as far as being critical of these companies, but in the absence of patents, in the absence of copyrights, in the absence of trademarks and all this stuff, this intellectual property, you still may only have a couple of options as far as phone providers. Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. But ultimately, software is something that there's not a whole lot of government regulation surrounding it. I mean, if you want to put some software...
Copyright is huge.
Copyright is huge, no doubt. But if you want to write some software... then basically no one can stop you from doing that. So you can go ahead and make some software. That's no problem. At this time in our lives, there's no government bureaucracy of software that has to approve all software releases.
Let's not give any idea.
I understand. Thank goodness they haven't thought about this.
They've thought about it. They just haven't figured out how to justify it.
Maybe. But regardless, it doesn't exist. So, you know, in theory, if you had a few billion dollars to spare, and certainly Epic does, with considering they got 4 billion of them just on Fortnite games alone, Epic could... make its own phone, if they wanted to, I suppose, but that's a heck of a lot more of a task than just programming a video game where people can shoot at everything that moves. So, I mean, you're talking about a pretty big platform here that these companies have created, and there's no reason why they couldn't be just as exclusive in a true free market environment. Now, what would be more likely is they would have a better chance at having more competitors, I think, in a free market environment, which would probably lead to more open platforms, lower fees, and things like that.
Right.
Well, also, when you're in a copyright and patent-dominated industry, it's always the guy with the best lawyers who wins, not the guy with the best technology.
Scientific fact.
Yeah, well, and this case is going to be interesting, you know, who is going to come out on top. Essentially, Epic is arguing that Apple and Google are engaging in, you know, unfair monopolistic processes, and Epic is suing. They filed in a suit against Apple in North Carolina, or excuse me, not North Carolina, the North District of California, accusing Apple of anti-competitive practices for app distribution and app-related payments. It stresses it's not looking for compensation or special treatment from Apple, but for Apple to roll back its anti-competitive practices and allow for, quote, fair competition, unquote. To reach iOS users, reads Epic's filing, Apple forces developers to agree to Apple's unlawful terms contained in its developer agreement and to comply with their App Store review guidelines, including the requirement that iOS developers distribute their apps through the App Store. These contractual provisions unlawfully foreclose the iOS distribution market to competitors to maintain Apple's monopoly. So, you know, I get why a lot of people are going to get behind Epic Games on this one, but I don't know if it's right to call them a monopoly over a platform they created.
And the government granted them a monopoly on it, which is exactly what a copyright is, and it's exactly what a patent is. If you look in the Constitution, the word used in the Constitution is monopoly.
So when copyright is mentioned,
yes. Let me get you the exact text there.
Okay, because I'm no fan of intellectual property at all, and I say that having been a musician who put out CDs and MP3s and right. You know, all that kind of a thing. Nor am I a fan of copyright in general, because I don't feel like information should be held back from anybody.
Information wants to be free.
Right. Okay, but they can't. Look, I'm not a copyright lawyer, and none of us are, but I don't think that they can. I don't think Apple can copyright the idea of being able to install a program on an operating system. I mean, otherwise they'd be able to sue Google for having the Google Play Store.
Well, Apple was not the first computer manufacturer to load a program up on their.
Well, right, but you accuse them of creating a monopoly with government approval here, and I'm saying no. I don't think this counts as a monopoly at all.
How is it that I have to go through the Google Play Store or the Apple Store to download an app on my phone? But on my desktop computer, I just go to the website of whoever's
because you're not using
the thing.
Android on your desktop.
Because you're not using what?
Because you're not using Android as your operating system.
But I mean, okay,
let's
say for my day job I'm using Windows. There's not a Windows store where I got to download everything from. They don't funnel everybody into the Windows store.
Thank goodness they don't. But they are. I believe they do actually now have some sort of Windows app thingy with Windows 10.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But yeah, you still have to be able to install other things.
855-450-FREE. Do you think IP rights are good or evil? You can chime in. We got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.